The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.
African American HIV Awareness Day, and consumer product safety people warn you not to eat soap.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepard Today. Here's Brad
Shepard. Well, we are delighted to have you with us on February 14th. Valentine's Day in 2022. And here we go.
Really cool
in one smooth transition from Super Bowl Sunday right into Valentine's Day. The season of love, if a season can be one day. Consumer spending this year for Valentine's Day is projected to be the second highest year on record. This is according to the National Retail Federation. Americans are expected to spend nearly $24 billion on Valentine's Day. 40% of that will be on flowers, which means that's a lot of chocolate at 60% of $24 billion. Well, yeah, candy is the top gift choice among consumers this year, followed by greeting cards and flowers. Shoppers are expected to pay an average of $175 in Valentine's Day gifts this year. Quick observation. In recent years, we've had protests against Christmas trees as a symbol of the holiday. We've had the overall rejection of Native Americans, pilgrims, and Christopher Columbus to symbolize other holidays, but no one has ever complained about today being represented by a naked baby in a diaper flying around shooting arrows at people. I don't get it. Here's your weather forecast for today. Sunshine and clouds, breezy and cold, a high between 22 and 26. Yes, a blustery one, because the winds are northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cold. Mayor Sarno, Chief Development Officer Tim Sheehan, and Disaster Recovery Compliance Director Tina Quagliato Sullivan will join with members of the city's Neighborhood Council to announce the City of Springfield's New American Rescue Plan Act. This is the Neighborhood Economic Recovery Fund, and the new Economic Recovery Fund for Neighborhoods continues the Sarno administration's investment of the city's allocation of ARPA funding within the community. Mayor Sarno's been busy because he's the statutory issuing authority for the City of Springfield. As such, he's been negotiating pretty fiercely with Comcast Cable for the non-exclusive renewal of their cable television franchise license. He's completed these negotiations. The renewal is for a 10-year period. Pursuant to state statute, the cable TV license agreement only covers certain cable television-related matters and does not provide local authority to negotiate internet service, phone service, cable TV rates, and tiers or television programming. In addition, the mayor has negotiated a separate agreement with Comcast to lower the eligibility age of the senior discount from 65 to 62. CSG is back. The Center Square Grill in East Longmeadow, having been shut down for 6 weeks due to significant water damage. See, the sprinklers popped off and they ruined the dining room and other parts of it. Well, it put everything into a mess over there, and Bill Collins, the owner, who's got his heart and soul in this place, has blown up everything and put it back together and spiffed everything up, and he's ready to reopen. So Bill's reopening date is Wednesday the 16th at 11:30. They'll be right in time for lunch. And as you can hear, Bill's very excited about this, as he should be.
Hey everybody, Bill from Center Square Grill, giving you a little live update here. Our firm date at this point is February 16th. I'm in D1, which you'll see all of our columns have been retrofitted. Our beautiful new accent walls have been installed. We've got a whole bunch of other fun new things in store for you guys. All carpets, we're in the middle of cleaning everything right now. Beautiful accent walls when you walk in. Some really cool other things that we've done. Obviously, some more of these accent walls in the dining room, but some other logoing throughout the building. We've made some changes to the bathrooms and all to the bar. And so we're getting real excited about coming back.
Center Square Grill, East Longmeadow. Haven't been there? Check it out. Mayor Sarno and HHS Commissioner Helen Calton Harris will join with community partners and residents to recognize African American HIV Awareness Day. And this will be at the Raymond A. Jordan Senior Center today. The mayor will also announce the new American Rescue Plan Act and the Neighborhood Economic Recovery Fund that I had been referring to earlier. A Super Bowl ad for Uber Eats put the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission in a position to state what might be to many the obvious on Sunday. Do not eat soap. Well, that's actually a tweet they sent out. Why? Well, the tweet came after an ad for Uber Eats that aired during Sunday's broadcast. Now, the ad used comedy and lots of celebrity cameos to highlight the fact that users can order non-food items on the app. Gwyneth Paltrow takes a big bite out of a candle. Jennifer Coolidge stuffs her mouth with paper towels. And Nick Braun of the HBO show Succession chugs a bottle of dish soap. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is best known for issuing recalls of unsafe products, but the agency has been using Twitter memes to get the word out about space heater safety, TVs that can fall over, and other safety concerns, particularly encouragement not to eat soap. A $1 million lottery prize was won from a scratch ticket sold at Cumberland Farms in Massachusetts Tuesday of this week. Now, the ticket was for game 2 million 50 times cash word. Now, it was sold in East Bridgewater and was claimed on Tuesday. The buyer chose the cash option for $650,000 before taxes. The $1 million prize is a 1 in 1,260,000 odds. There were 16 tickets for the game with $1 million prizes, and 15 of them have, in fact, been claimed, according to the lottery's website. All 2 million prizes have been claimed. Well, thank you for being with us. Now, tomorrow's program will feature our friend and our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach, with a look at what's going on the stages and other venues of entertainment in the region. Our show will be up at 6 a.m., as this one is every day, and available to you on demand. I hope you'll be with us for that program. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.